Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Seem a simple question, and yet some of the choices that we make along life's way seem to go against the very answer that we'd give. But do you want to be happy? Everybody would say yes. But some of the things we do and some of the things we say prevent that. Yeah. Everybody wants to be happy. Yeah. And there are some folks that will go to any length that it takes. The jail and the prisons are sitting full of people that were willing to break the law and to bend or break their moral compass just for a few fleeting seconds of what they thought would make them happy. And you see, life is not that complicated. It's actually pretty simple. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. And yet, we'll go chasing after things that we'll never find happiness in. That'll lead to destruction. That'll lead to heartache. That'll lead to embarrassment. That will lead to misery and may even lead to death. All in the pursuit of a few minutes of happiness. We miss the mark when it comes to being happy. When you think about what you want your life to be, you don't think about a life of misery, do you? When you think about the kind of life you want, you don't think about a life filled with pain or heartache or anything like that. You want to be happy. You want to be happy. You want to be at peace. You want to have, like the little kids sang, I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. You want to truly be happy. Amen. I know a few years ago, Disney came out with a commercial. They were advertising Disney World. They said it's the world's happiest place. They've not been where I'm going. Amen. They've not been to the happiest place. But we'll pursue all kinds of things trying to find happiness. I read about a fellow one time, and he was born dedicated to serve the Lord. An angel appeared before Manoah's wife and told her she'd conceive a child, and it would be dedicated from its mother's womb, and she wouldn't have drank any strong drink. She wouldn't have cut the child's hair, but he'd be dedicated wholly to the Lord. And the Lord blessed the child and gave him strength to stand and fight battles that none of us would have ever won. As a matter of fact, when he was just a young man, there was a young lion approached him. Now, could you defeat a young lion? I don't think I could. He'd have whooped me. But this young man, Samson, with his bare hands, was able to destroy the young lion. And in that same victory that God gave him, God fed him later. He went back and there, just a few days later, was a swarm of bees, and they had built a honeycomb inside the lion, and he ate of that honeycomb. And Samson was on the right track to please God. And the Lord has a purpose in everything, and sometimes we don't understand His purpose. But the Lord saw an occasion against the Philistines. And Samson was doing what he thought he should be doing, but he made a misstep, didn't he? He went and laid with a harlot. And then the next step down was he went to Delilah. And she sold herself to the Philistines in order to find out the source of Samson's strength. And he went and lay with Delilah, and he lay his head in Delilah's lap, and she begged and pleaded with him. And every visit and every time that he went down to see Delilah, he told himself, "This is going to make me happy. This is going to please me. I can see myself right here the rest of my days." And she tried her best to get the secret out of him, and he compromised just a little bit. He said, "It fell by me with green wings. Then they'll be able to take me and defeat me." And he fell asleep, and she tied him up with green wings. And she said, "Samson, the Philistines be upon thee." And he broke the wings like they were nothing and defeated them. And again, he went back and he compromised a little more, all because he wanted a little happiness. He said, "Well, if they'll tie me up with new ropes." And when they tied him up with new ropes and announced that the Philistines were upon him, he broke the ropes and continued on with the strength God had given him. And then I want you to know this. It wasn't in his hire. His strength was not in his hire.
Right.
It was in the trust that he placed in the Lord.
Amen.
But every visit that he made to Delilah eroded that trust. And you know this man's story. Every visit that he made, he compromised a little more and a little more, and a little more. And so he finally gets real close to the source. He says, "If you'll braid my hair with 7 cords, if you'll braid my hair, then you'll know the source of my strength." And she did, and announced the Philistines come upon him, and he rose up just like he always did. But then one more visit. Let me tell you something. The farther away you get from God, the more strength you lose. The weaker you become. And you never will be happy.
Amen.
He told her, "My head's never been shaven." He went to sleep. She shaved his head, announced, "Samson, arise, the Philistines be upon thee." And he arose, and his strength was gone. All because he just wanted to be happy. Look what it cost him. It cost him every bit of strength. A mighty man. One of the Philistines, a whole army, feared. It cost him all of his strength. It cost him his eyesight. They poked his eyes out. They tied him down there at the mill and had him go around pushing the pole, no doubt, grinding the corn day after day after day. It cost him his reputation. Did you know that? Can't you just see the Philistines laughing at him? Poking fun at him. He used to be. Why is he the way he is now? He just wanted to be happy. You see, friend, we misplace our values. We misplace what truly makes us happy. Now you pray for a few minutes. Samson lost everything that he was, everything that he had, simply trying to be happy. You're never going to find happiness in another man or in another woman. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he.
Amen. That's right.
You may find one that makes you smile. You may find one that appeals to your vanity or that appeals to your lust. But there's no man, no woman that can truly make you happy the way God can. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. You know, the only minute's peace that Samson found from the point that he lay with the harlot was? It was whenever the walls came tumbling down. It was whenever he was back in the will of God and God had given him his strength one more time to do one more job for him. The only way we can ever really be happy is to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Let's look at another fellow. You pray for a few minutes. I know it's real quiet. I read about a fellow that walked with Jesus, that talked with Jesus, that was there whenever he healed the sick, whenever he gave the blind man his sight back, whenever he made the lame to walk, when he said, Lazarus, come forth, this man saw it all. And yet, he wasn't happy. Do you know why? You'd think walking beside of Jesus, how much better could it get? Being in the presence of the Savior every day, how much better could it be? Listen, friends, we've got folks that attend every church service that the doors are open on, and they're not happy. Amen. You know why? It's not in your church attendance. It's entrusted to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, friend. He was there on the day that the woman brought the box of ointment. You remember this story, don't you? The alabaster box of precious ointment. And she broke it. And she anointed the Savior with it. And she washed his feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. One of the most humble stories we read about in the Bible. And this fella said, and Jesus said of her behavior, this shall be told for a memorial of her, of everywhere that she goes. But this man said, we've got all these poor folks dependent on us. Could we not have taken that and sold it and fed the poor? And Jesus said, the poor you have with you always. Oh, let me tell you something today. We better be about the Father's business.
Amen.
We better be doing what He'd have us to do and trust Him. and trusting Him does not always feel comfortable. Did you know that? Trusting Him does not always feel convenient. Trusting Him does not always mean doing what this flesh wants to do. But if we trust the Lord, we can find true happiness.
Amen.
Whoso trusteth the Lord, happy is he. This man's name was Judas. And we read on down. Well, if I'd have been there, I wouldn't have done that. You've betrayed him for a lot less. He conspired with the Pharisees and the chief priest for 30 pieces of silver. He said, if you'll give me this, I'll point him out to you. Just watch. I'll kiss him. He walked right up to heaven's door and put his lips on the door and didn't make it.
Amen.
He never did find happiness. There are people that are church members that never did make it through the door.
Amen.
There are people who are counting on their membership. They're counting on their grandpa. Amen. They're counting on some husband or wife to get them from earth to glory. Until you trust the Lord, you will never be happy.
Amen.
There are people just like Judas who are dependent on how much of this stuff they can accumulate. Lord, help me to bring this across the right way. $1 million can't buy you 1 second's peace.
Amen.
Could you take that and buy one more heartbeat?
No.
It's just not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you have had COVID. I haven't had it by the grace of God. But from what I understand, when you have it, it's hard to get a deep breath. Could all the money in the world get you one more breath? It just don't happen, does it? Some men trusted chariots, some trusted horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Whoso trusteth in, see, it's just a simple verse. I'm not even going to preach the whole verse. I'm just going to preach the last part of the verse. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. And Marty, I'll never even get all that preached out.
Yeah.
Oh, that we would trust the Lord. You know what happened to Judas? This fellow that trusted in money? Yes, he took the 30 pieces of silver. He walked right up to Jesus. He kissed Jesus on the cheek. He betrayed him. And he took the money and he said, I can be happy now. I've got my money. I'll take my ease. I'll spend this the way I want to and everything will be all right. Until he saw the way they treated the Savior.
Amen.
Until he saw the way that they arrested him. Until he saw the way that they mistreated him, that they spit on him, that they beat him. And he had guilt, didn't he? Oh, he had guilt. And he tried to take the 30 pieces of silver back to the priest and say, here, I don't want this anymore. You just take it back. And they said, no, we can't take that. It's the price of blood. And he cast it found. Oh, what happiness was found in those 30 pieces of silver. I don't think he found a single solitary second of peace whatsoever. I'm telling you today, your money will perish with you. But I'll let you know this, the only way to happiness is to trust the Lord. He cast the 30 pieces of silver down, and they wouldn't even take them back. You know what they did with it? They went and bought a field to bury people like Judas in.
Yeah.
As for Judas, did he ever find any happiness?
No.
No. He went out and he hanged himself. For all the intentions he thought that he could buy happiness with, it wound up to his own destruction. That's just two folks that didn't trust the Lord. And let me just say this. I know we got some out sick this morning, but we've got a right good number of young folks here. Don't be a Samson. If you can't find a young woman or a young man, is it all right if I preach this to your daughter? Is it all right if I preach this to your daughter? Is it all right if I preach this to your son? If you can't find a young man or a young woman that can come to the altar with you, you don't need to be outside this church house with them.
Amen.
Amen.
They don't love you enough to be on the altar with you. They don't love you enough.
Amen.
That's good.
If all that matters to you is how many zeros are after the one side of your bank account, you're on the wrong road. Amen. You're never going to find happiness. Now, what was the verse? Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. I read about a woman that had an issue of blood, and she tried many physicians. Did she find any happiness doing that? No. She grew worse rather than grew better. She got desperate. All hope seemed to be gone until she heard about the man Jesus. And when she put her trust in the Lord, she found true happiness. The very instant she touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole of her infirmity. Oh, but listen, that wasn't the end of it. Well, preacher, y'all believe just a trip to the altar's all it takes, and then they'll be all right? No. What did Jesus make that woman do? Was that all she had to do was touch the hem of his garment? He said, who touched me? And the disciples said, you see this crowd drunk at you and you say, who touched me? He said, somebody has touched me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought I had a little struggle to get going, but I believe he's going to help me. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. He said, who touched me? For I felt virtue leave my body. And the woman, frightened and scared, came forth trembling and confessed what had happened to her. Why was she so brave to do such a thing? Because she found a vista of happiness.
Amen.
We sang it every once in a while here. Jesus keeps me happy, keeps me singing all the time. I used to get so excited when I was a kid at Christmas. Mom and Dad would get so annoyed. They taught us about Santa Claus and all that. Except Santa Claus and them wasn't supposed to get there until about 6:30 or 7 in the morning. He came by my room about 4 o'clock.
Amen.
And I'd get him up every year. I get excited. I can't remember hardly anything that I got as a kid for Christmas. But on a little half bed, when I was an 8-year-old boy, I got the best gift.
Amen.
You know what I did on that night?
Yeah.
I trusted the Lord.
Amen.
I trusted the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, me and you knows a lot of the same people was raised, went to church with and things like that. You know what I remember? I remember singing at the church. So you probably been in some of these. The church gathered up around the altar, hugging one another's neck, tears flowing, people shouting, people shouting. Yeah, we need a lot more of it.
Amen.
We're too quiet. We've got something that makes us happy. Why not shout and tell the world about it? You let UT score a touchdown and 100,000 people will yell, yay! I've got something better than a touchdown. I've got a home in glory. And I want to shout and tell the world about it. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he.
Amen.
Let's look at one more. You're not too hungry yet. A fellow tormented. He didn't know what society meant by living a proper life. He ran naked in the tombs. And he would hurt himself. He had people that cared for him and tried to help him. They tried to counsel him. They tried to talk to him. They chained him down. All to no avail. He'd just break the chains. As a matter of fact, on the day that he met the Savior, the first words out of his mouth was, I pray that he torment me not. In other words, I've got about all I can take.
Yeah.
And he had a pretty heavy load, didn't he? Did you read that scripture carefully? Isn't this the right spot, Marty? Where the Lord commanded the legion to come out of him, they went in to herd swine. Isn't that the same fellow? He had such a load on him that it caused the 2,000 swine to commit suicide as quickly as they could. They ran violently down the hill and were drowned in the sea. That's that old crazy man.
What
does
it mean?
I wonder what he's done to our hogs. We had money on that. That's going to buy us a little bit of happiness. We better go see what's going on. Yeah. When they got out there, and that's why they went, by the way, did you know that? They went to see what had happened to the hogs. They didn't go to see them. But they found something different than what they expected, didn't they? Mm-hmm. When they got out there, that fellow that they had tried to talk to and say, now you know you need to do better.
Yeah.
And Legion would say, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And then he'd go on running about the tombs.
Amen.
They went out there to see about the hogs. And there was that man Legion. That man that they'd say to Legion, please don't cut yourself. Please don't harm yourself. I love you. I'd hate to see you bleed out. I'd hate to see anything happen to you. Please don't do that, Legion. and went out there to see about the hogs. But there was that man Legion. And he saw the man Legion, that same Legion that he took his hand and he had shielded his kids' eyes because he didn't want them to see anything improper in Legion.
Amen. Right.
They went out there to see the hogs and what had happened to them. But when they got there, that man that was running naked in the tombs, that man that had cut and harmed himself over and over, that man that had refused counseling, that man that had done all they knew to do and didn't know what else to do and nothing was going to change him, and he'd done gone too far and it was too late for that old fellow Legion, and there he sat, clothed and at the feet of Jesus, and in his right mind.
Amen.
You know what he found? Happiness. Amen. When he trusted the Lord.
Amen.
What'd you find?
Bless him, Lord.
Help him, Lord.
Tis is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Friend, you're never going to find what you want. And even if you do find what you want, is it really going to make you happy? And I'm going to tell you this. If it's not of the Lord, it won't make you happy. No matter how hard you try, no matter how much you spend on it, no matter how much time you put into it, it will not make you happy until you trust the Lord. There's no other way to do it. You see, my wife's right back there. We don't always see eye to eye. We do pretty good. But I come second. And when it comes to me, she comes second. You know who has to come first? God does.
Amen.
God has to. Now, I don't believe he'll have me pulling against her and her pulling against me. But when we get right in the center of God's will, he'll have us pulling together.
Amen.
We miss the mark, folks. And sure, I have goals. I would love to see our church to the point where every Sunday morning we had to get chairs out to seat people. Do we have to have that to be happy? No, we don't. I would like to see the treasury get to the point to where Jennifer says, I don't know what we're going to do with all this money. But do we have to have that to be happy? No, we don't. Do we have to see little boys and girls saved to be happy?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
It's essential.
Amen.
Because you see, for them to be saved, we have to trust the Lord.
Amen.
And they do too.
Amen.
That's the only way to be happy. Whoso trusteth the Lord, happy is he. Do you want to be happy? I asked you when I first started, do you? If you do, that's the recipe. It's not complicated. Trust the Lord. Trust is just another term for faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. When it looks impossible, trust the Lord.
Amen.
When the wind's blowing against you and it looks like your ship is going to sink, trust the Lord.
Amen.
When the storm is raging and you feel like just quitting and giving up, trust the Lord. The storm that weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. Well, these girls were too good to me over Christmas. Tracy brought me some fudge. I didn't eat it all, Tracy, I shared. And Clara brought me some chocolate dip cookies. I shared them too. You see, friend, I want you to know, and I've seen folks like this too, and I'm sure you preachers have seen it too. I've seen folks get preacher religion, and they thought they wouldn't know other preacher than their preacher.
That's right.
And I didn't say that for you follow me long enough, I will make a mistake. I will disappoint you.
Amen.
I will let you down. You'll catch me doing something other I probably shouldn't have done, or something said, or something like that. But every time you trust the Lord, He will come through for you.
Amen.
He will deliver.
Yeah.
He will make you happy.
That's right.
Let me get this. Okay, so we just went through the pageant. Did you enjoy that?
Yes. Amen. Yeah.
If we want to keep that going, we got to keep more love amongst us. Because Satan would love to just tire that all to pieces. He'd love to destroy that. He does that through here and here. I was back here. I told everybody I failed the wise men exam this year, so I got put back where the shepherds are. That's all right. You know that scene where the angels were up. Lisa and some of the girls was angels back there. Tammy was back there. Dawn was back there one night. And that scripture says, "I tell the shepherds, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." First of all, they say have good tidings of glad joy, which shall be unto all people. Does that sound like a moment of happiness?
Right.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And this is the part I wanted to get to. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." And here it is. "And on earth, peace. Goodwill toward all men." Does that not sound like just a moment of happiness?
Amen.
That we have a Redeemer? Mm-hmm. Just a little glimmer of hope that my sins could be gone. Just the possibility that somebody like me could escape hell through a Savior simply by trusting Him.
Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he.